While we are standing, we would like to read from the book of Hebrews in chapter 11.
Takasimuka takuverenga kubukureva Hebheru chitsauko 11.
I will read verse 32-34.
Ndichaverenga ndima 32 kusvika 34.
While we are standing, and then the other scripture in the book of Judges, I will read while we get seated.
Uye rimwe gwaro riri kubhuku revatongi tinozoverenga hedu makagara.
In this chapter in the book of Hebrews, Paul was talking about the different saints who displayed their faith to the Lord.
Chapter iyi yebhuku revaHebheru, Paul aitaura pamusoro pevatsvene vakawanda vairatidza kutenda kwavo mushoko raMwari.
Amen. And way down to verse 32, he says, I don't have time to talk about all these other ones. What shall I more say? For the time would fail me to talk about Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and all the prophets.
Nokuti nguva inondiperera kana ndikataura zvaGideon naBarak naSamson naJephthah naDavid naSamueri navaprofita.
Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions.
Avo vakakunda ushe nokutenda kwavo vakaita zvakarurama vakapiwa zvipikirwa vakadzivirira miromo yeshumba.
Quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Waxed violent in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens.
Vakadzima simba romoto, vakatiza minondo inopinza, vakasimbiswa pautera, vakava nesimba pakurwa, vakadzinga hondo dzamamwe marudzi.
Amen. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated.
Ishe varopa fadze gorengo kushoko ravo ngagare yenyu pasi.
While we turn to the book of Judges.
Sutichenda kubhuku ravatongi.
Amen. I read with you from verse 1-24.
Ndichaverenga kubva pandima 1 kusvika pandima 24.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This comes in after the death of Joshua.
Zvinoitika mushure merufu rwaJoshua.
And the people did not have a leader after that.
Uye vanhu vakanga vasisina mutungamiriri mushure merufu rwake.
So the different ones would assume leadership.
Saka vanhu vakawanda vaisvika panguva yekutonga.
At their own will.
Pakusarudza kwavo.
So the whole period from the book of Joshua up to the book of Ruth, we have got judges.
Saka zvino nguva yese yebhuku raJoshua kusvika pabhuku raRuth inguva yevatongi.
Many of the Bible readers agree that Samuel was the last judge.
Vazhinji vose vanoverenga Bhaibheri vanobvumirana nazvo kuti Samueri ndiye aiva mutongi wekupedzisira.
Amen. But he became a prophet for Israel.
Asi akabva ava zvekare muprofita weIsraeri.
Amen. So the judges that came about,
saka vatongi vakauya,
they assumed power to overcome the devil.
Vaisvika panguva yekutonga kuti vagokurira muvengi.
The enemy that had come to subdue Israel.
Muvengi anga auya kuzopamba kana kuzotonga Israeri.
So here this morning,
saka zvino mangwana neano,
we are focusing on one of the judges.
Isu tiroda kunanga pane mumwe chete wevatongi ava.
There are several judges that came in.
Pane vatongi vane chitsama vakauya.
Amen. That included Samson,
Barak,
Sisera, and all the different ones.
Nevamwe vakangodaro.
But we want to focus on one, Gideon.
Asi tiroda kunananidza pana Gideon mumwe chete.
And we want to look at his situation.
Uye tiroda kutarira chimiro chake.
How it types our situation also.
Kuti chinofananidzirawo sei chimiro chedu muzuva rino.
The way God helped them to get out of the oppression by the Midianites. That's exactly the kind of situation that the church is in. We have got so much that is oppressing us. But we are so thankful that God has given us power and grace. The enemy can never overcome us. But we are overcomers. We were born to be overcomers. We were never born to be subdued. We were never born to be servants. We were never born to be slaves. But we were born to have overcoming power. We are born so that we can put the devil under our feet. Brother, it's grace when you get to know the reason why you were born. But some people just live anyhow and say, whatever comes, I'm going to deal with it. No, you don't do that. You must know the reason why you were born. Amen.
Amen.
And we know the scripture where Jesus Christ was busy talking to Pilate. And he was being asked, are you the king of the Jews? He said, you have said it. Amen.
Amen.
And he goes on to say, to this end was I born. Amen. Amen. So, you have got to come to a time when it is revealed to you the reason why you were born. And you can also say, to this end was I born. Isn't that wonderful? So we're not just living anyhow. We're here for a purpose. And we have to fulfill that purpose. How many of you believe that? Amen.
Amen.
We're not just going to church because it's a Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. We're not going because father is going, mother is going, or the children are going. But you're going for yourself. So that you can line up your ideas with the word of God. Until you have his own idea. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Praise God. I want you to watch the picture. It's not just a reading of the word. Look at the picture. So that you can see yourself in the picture. The only time the scripture means something to you is only when you can see yourself on the pages of the Bible. This Bible was born, was written before you were born, right? Even Martin Luther read it. Is that right? That's how old the book is. But can you imagine that God hid your life on the pages of the Bible? So you come in this end time and identify your life and your purpose for living right in the pages of the Bible. So it's a living book. It's not a dead book, because you are alive and you come to this point in your life and you can identify yourself, then the book means a lot to you. Amen.
Amen.
Is that correct, brother, sister?
Amen.
Let's go to the book of Judges. Let's see ourselves in the Judges. And let's see ourselves overcoming. Amen. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. After they did evil, God gave them over to Midian to suppress them. 7 years. Punishment. Amen. For not doing right in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because the Midianites, the children of Israel made them dens, which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds.
Zvino Midiani yakakunda vaIsraeri. Vana vaIsraeri vakazvitsvakira pokuvanda mumakomo, mumapako nenhare nokuda kwenyika yeMidian.
And it was so when Israel had sown,
zvaitika kuti Israeri painenge yadyara,
that the Midianites
kuti vaMidian
come up,
vaiuya,
and the Amalekites and the children of the east,
nevaAmareki neavo vekumabvazuva,
even they come up against them,
vaitouya vogovarwisa.
It started off as the Midianites. Is that right? Uh-huh. And then the Midianites had to call other nations to come. And Israel was on the center and they were oppressed. Let's call them demons, right? The first demon was the Midianites. The other one was the Amalekites. The other one was given a general name, nations of the east. Amen. They all came for different purposes to oppress the children of Israel. So it wasn't one nation. Several of them. And Israel was in trouble. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till thou come unto Gaza and left no substance for Israel, sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass, for they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for the multitude. For both they and their camels were without number. And they entered into the land to destroy it. Isn't this a sorry sight? And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. The situation is terrible. Their sheep, their oxen, their food, their cattle, their asses, everything was swept away. Until the Bible says Israel was greatly impoverished. This is a situation that is above being poor. When somebody is poor, yes, he's poor. But when you go beyond being poor, you are greatly impoverished. That's what Israel was like. Amen. They can't go this side, they can't go, they can't do this, they can't do this. It's like you. When your money is so squeezed up, and you're trying to calculate how much you must pay for rent. But when you are just about to pay rent, school fees is needed. Uniforms also. And the hospital bills.
final demand.
Brother, everything is looking at you. And then you are the father or the mother in the house. You are supposed to eat also. Amen. And the last shirt that you were depending on to come to church, somebody was trying to iron it and burnt it right at the back. And brother, you sit down, say, can I beat my daughter for burning my shirt? Then you say, that's not her fault. All the problems are coming upon me like a cloud. I can't look anywhere. And nobody is even phoning me to help me. You begin to find fault in brothers. You begin to see hate in brothers. They don't love me. They are false friends. Don't talk about that. They are not to blame. Amen. You look at yourself. Because God is depending on you to do something. The power for you to come out of that problem is within you. Hey, that is very powerful and strong. I want you to repeat that so that you never forget it. The power to take me out of my problem is within me. The power to take me out of my problem is within me. Do you believe that? Do you know what the solution of Adam's loneliness was? Within him. Is that right?
Amen.
Young men, the same, huh? You must remember that. So, you don't look somewhere or don't point fingers to somebody else and blame a lot of people. No, 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 you're wasting your time. Even the one that's not giving back the money they borrowed, don't even talk about that. Because everybody, brother, is suffering. You are suffering, and the one that borrowed is also suffering. They can't even sleep, and they appear like, you know, they don't want to talk to you, but the thing is, they are ashamed. Hey, brother. What must you do? But it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites. This is the solution. Cry! And God is going to do something. Only when you cry to the Lord does He hear your prayer, your cry. When you pray, does God hear? And does He answer? Yes, He answers. Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus saith the Lord of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppressed you and drove them out from before you and gave you their land. Can you still do it? If he took Israel out of bondage, can he also remove you out of your bondage? Out of captivity for Israel and your captivity. He can do it again. We believe he can do it again.
Do
you know what captivity is, brother? You have got no choice. You can do what you want. You can dress the way you want. Because you don't have the money. You can't go the places you want to. Because you don't have bus fare and you don't have the fuel. So you are in a prison. Amen. When they give you food, you tell them, this I don't eat. The doctor told me not to eat this. Are you not a prisoner? You try to eat this, too much salt, and you tell them, what can you do? Can you wash this? Can you remove some of the salt? How can you do it? The doctor told me not to take too much salt. Not too much sugar. Not too much fat. Not too much this. Too much this. Are you not a prisoner? Amen. Because there are a lot of things that you can't eat now. Prisoner. Amen. But you can come out of that. Many times when elderly brothers or sisters want to travel, before they leave home, of course, they must remember their cell phone. Number two, they must remember to take their glasses. They must remember to take their own sugar. You know those little candles? Because wherever you are going, it's not there. And you also remember to collect your tablets. For sugar, for BP, for headache, and well, those things are now coming regular. You are a prisoner, Shawari. You are a prisoner. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes when you even go to church, you must come with some water and tablets in the bag. Even a pillow to sit on. Because even the chair is too hard for you. Prisoner, how are you? Amen. Brother, we want to be free. Just walk out of the house. Amen. Not trying to take care of this, that, and the other. Yeah, things will be fine. Is that right?
Amen.
But you are able to come walk out of your prison. Yeah. Some of the prisons are man-made. But you can walk out of that. Okay. I want to finish the scripture so that we can go without looking back again. This is the prophet speaking. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But you have not obeyed my voice. Hey, there's something that I must mention here. Every nation has got its God. So the Amorite has got a God. The Amalekite has got a God. Because every nation has got a spirit. Amen. So if a nation overtakes you, it means their God has overtaken you. Do you remember when the Philistines got the Ark of the Covenant? They took it into the house of Dagon. Because Dagon was the god of the Philistines. Brother, they saw what they never saw before. It became a battle of gods. Amen. So when the Ark of the Covenant was put into this house, they locked the door and they went away. They didn't know the warfare that was happening in the room when they went away. The following morning, when they came back, Dagon was worshipping Almighty God. Amen. Dagon himself recognized the presence of the Almighty God. And the Philistines thought it was a mistake. They raised their God and made him to stand again. But the other morning, he fell harder. Broke his neck, broke his hands. The worship was too much. If it is true that nations have got their own different gods, can I come closer? Every denomination has got its God. This is why the Bible says, come out of here, my people, and don't partake. It's all right? Because the apostolic God will never allow them to have long hair. They must respect their God. So they must shave it, both men and women. And their God will never allow them to shave their beard. They must keep it long. Hey, brother, some of these gods have got wrong demands. Difficult demands. Brother, some of the guys, they move around. Big men in short khaki trousers. Oh, brother, you must believe it. Amen. That each denomination has got its God. Is that right? And in that denomination, they must do what that God wants. Yeah? Some gods, they want men and women to preach same time. Some gods, they don't care. Women in shorts and trousers, painted and everything, they must sing and as long as people are happy. Amen. So each denomination has got a God that they must worship. Amen. Amen. But brother, the scripture tells us you are a royal priesthood. You are a chosen nation. You are a prophetic class of people that understands prophetic utterance. You are predestinated unto God to be worshippers in this end time. Do you love the Lord? For what you are. Amen.
Amen.
And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in
Ophrah
that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the wine press to hide it from the
Midianites.
Because some of the problems that comes upon you will make you devise some new ways of living that's not normal. Is that right?
Amen.
I heard of this story. I'm not sure if I told you this one. This man had some crutches, right? He believed that he will never walk straight again. He was having mercy on his problem. Self-pity. I will never do this. I will never do this. I can't do this. So wherever he must go with his crutches. And this time he went through a narrow ridge. There's a wall here and another wall here, and he's just passing through there. With his crutches. And he meets a madman who was coming from the other direction. And and this madman, brother, he hit this man and this man fell off. Brother, this man, he woke up. He left his crutches and he ran. He was able to run. But the fact that he believed that he must live with his crutches the rest of his life, he never walked. But a circumstance came to make him understand that he can run. He can go. That's you now. May God open your eyes. Amen.
Amen.
For you to know you can make it. Because wheat must be on a threshing floor so that you can heat it to remove the wheat seed out of the shucks. But because of the Midianite, the problem, the demon, Gideon takes a little bit of the wheat and go into a wine press, a little built up place, so he can walk in there and put the wheat here and take a short stick, not the long ones that you hit on the threshing floor, but he takes a very short one and hit slowly so that the noise will just end up in there. Because if the Midianites hear the noise of the threshing, they'll come and take it away.
Gideon, nokuda kwedambudziko rake panzvove kupurira paruware achipura nechimuti chihombe akatora kachimuti kadiki ndokupinda muchinuro chewine ndokutanga kupura zvinyoro nyoro kuti asanzwike nevavengi.
It's a wine press, it's not a threshing floor.
Chishinuro chewine kaichi harisi buriro iri.
So you are misusing the reason for the place.
Saka iwe wakutoshandisa nzvimbo iyi basa risirira.
Amen. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. We'll come back to all this. And Gideon said unto him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all these his miracles which our fathers told us of? Saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, you see, double, this capital L-O-R-D. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? The angel of the Lord is coming to one man, not a whole group, but one man. Amen. and this is the man who is supposed to deliver the whole of Israel out of the hand of the Midianites.
Uyu ndiye munhu ari kufana kudzikinura Israel yose kubva pautapwa weva Midian.
And he, Gideon, said unto him,
Quiet.
Oh my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. Self-pity, is that right? He's got an inferiority complex. Others can do it, I can do it. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I'll be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. If the Lord says that to you, brother, rest on that. And he said unto him, If now I found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee and bring forth my present, and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come again. And Gideon went in and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot and brought it out unto him under the oak and presented it. Amen. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Take the flesh and unleavened cakes and lay them upon this rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. Is this a preparation for a sacrifice? The angel of the Lord is even telling Gideon how to prepare the place for the sacrifice.
Amen.
Because Gideon had not realized yet who this man was. Amen. And the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand. And touched the flesh and unleavened cakes, and there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived what that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, Alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, Peace be unto thee. Fear not, thou shalt not die. Amen. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord, and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day, it is yet in
Ophrah
of the Abiezerites. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be the name of the Lord. I want to start by reading a quote.
Paragraph 28.
Show us the Father, and it will satisfy us. Amen. Listen to this. God can use anything that's afraid. You know, Gideon had to send them all back.
Gideon,
the ones that were scared, is that right? If you are afraid to testify of your healing before it comes, did you hear that? Not Not after you get healed. Because now that one is easy because you can see you are healed. You can tell everybody I'm healed. But this one, before you are healed, tell them I'm healed. That is difficult. Yet, that is a show of faith. Does God ask you to do that which he has never done before? He is not a cruel God. He does it first. And then he tells you to repeat. Is that right?
Amen.
What did he do in Jericho? The first town to be destroyed by
Joshua.
Amen. So he was told. No arrow. No sword. But praises. Amen.
Amen.
First day, they went round quiet once. Second day, third day, fourth, fifth, sixth. Amen. But the seventh day, he said, bring the priests. Let them come with a trumpet of ram's horn. Amen. Because today is the day. So they went round the city seven times with praises and with a sound coming out of the trumpet. When they went the seventh time, the wall was fell down. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, sister, this is what he's talking about. Amen. That you must never be afraid. Amen. To testify of your healing before you are healed. Amen. We must do that because it's a show of faith. Start walking before the leg is healed. Start talking before the cough is finished. Amen. Start walking to the shops before you have money in your pockets. Start preparing your children to go to school before the fees is there. Amen.
Amen.
Start buying all the little booties and the pins and all the diapers and everything before the baby comes. Not when the wife is pregnant. No. Way before that. Maybe you've gone a whole year or 2 years or 3 years, the baby is not coming yet. Show your faith. Tell the devil, I'm not seeing this. My baby is coming. Here are the booties. Amen. Here's my preparation before the baby comes. Isn't that a show of faith? That can only be found in the message. By you and me. Because we now know how to do it. If our father Abraham did it, the children of Abraham can do it also. I know of one brother who bought 25 crates of drink for his wedding before he was in courtship. He knew she's coming. She's coming. Amen. And she came. And the drinks were used on the wedding. Show me your faith. Amen.
Amen.
Before it happens.
Extra,
extra.
Extra, extra.
I can see.
Da-ku-ona.
Extra, extra.
Extra, extra.
I can see.
Da-ku-ona.
Amen. We want somebody else to shout extra, extra.
Extra, extra.
Amen. Until they will ask you. You. You are always telling people you are healed, but you can't see. God wants to put you in that corner until you have got to show it out. Amen. And if you are afraid to testify of your healing before it comes, God can use you. Hey, brother, this is very difficult. Are you hearing this? God can't use you. If you are afraid of testifying before it happens. Brother, let's change our minds, please. How many of you want to be used by God? Let's do this. Let's testify before it happens. Amen.
Amen.
You can even buy the shoes. And the right size for your husband that is coming.
Amen.
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 Because you're already prophesying the size. And the socks also. Amen. Sister! Amen. You must put God in a corner. After you do that, then you kneel down and say, Lord, I've done this. Because I believe He is coming. And that's His size. Amen. You must believe God.
Because,
brother, you know what faith is like? A man that is like up straight in their way of seeing things, brother, they will never go anywhere. But if you are just a little mad, you know, just a little bit
out.
We're not saying get mad, right? But doing what's out of the normal? Amen.
Amen.
There's one sister, whenever she was on the combi, or in another car, when they get to the toll gate, the driver buys the or pays for the toll gate.
Driver, but the toll gate.
And she says, you get another one. Because my car is coming. Amen.
Amen.
Look here, brothers, I like that. Amen. Because it's a show of faith.
Yeah.
Amen. It works. One brother that is looking at me right now. The other time when you came from Israel, we brought in a few crosses for the car. So brothers were getting their crosses to put in their cars, that's outside. But this brother says, my car is coming. May I please have a cross? I'm going to put it in the car. So today, that cross is in their car. Amen. Out of the ordinary. That's how it works out. Amen. If you're afraid to tell the people you receive the Holy Ghost, don't worry. I doubt whether you ever got it or not. God wants heroes. He wants something that's brave. God wants something that will stand up and talk. That's not scared to tell your boss or anyone else. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has saved me from a life of sin. That's what you must do. Amen. One day, we were preaching in church that believers don't go on strike. When others are striking, and you also join up and strike and hold placards, and you come up in the pictures, Hey,
brother.
Front page on Herald. This is brother.
Front page Herald.
You know what we said? We said, brothers don't go on strike. They've got the courage to go to the boss and tell the boss, my school fees is so much. My rental is so much. My food so much. So much. And the total is this. But I'm in the red. With so much. But you're the only one that can understand me. Please, can I have some more? Amen. Tell him, I don't go on strike. But I come to talk to you. And there's a brother who is looking at me right now. He went straight to the boss. And he did exactly what we were saying. And he got an increase. Amen.
Amen.
I looked at the brother, he raised his hand. Right now, I looked at him. Amen. So we're not talking about fake news, right? We're talking about realities of what faith can do. It happens because our God is alive. Amen. That is what we know. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. On paragraph 31, if God be with us, now we are all acquainted with the judges of Israel and how that they had done the Israelites. The Philistines, the Midianites, the Amorites, and all the different ones that come. They'd come in like locusts and just eat up what they had and take it out and go on. But did you notice they could not do that until Israel first fell away from God? Is that right?
Amen.
There was no nation that will come on Israel as long as they are in the will of God. But as soon as Israel went away from God, a nation comes upon them. How many of you are seeing the picture? As long as they were walking right, as long as Israel was doing right, they were fighting all the nations. And they were overcoming all the nations. There was no nation that will overcome Israel as long as they were standing right before God. Are you getting that picture right? And the prophet says, the devil can't set a foot on you to hurt you. Is he looking at types? Yes. What he did with Israel natural, but what happens with Israel spiritual? Are we Israel spiritual? Yes. So what was happening to natural Israel is what happened to us also. The devil will never set a foot on you to hurt you until first you get away from God. You must first remember that. Amen. Before you point fingers on people and things are happening on you, the first thing that you must do, go back to God. Line up with God first. And then let's see what is going to happen. Because as long as Israel was right, there was no devil that came. And the devil will never set his foot on you to hurt you until first you get away from God. Check. When anything happens, see if you are in the faith or not. See that if you are right up to place with God. Then remember, the devil can do you no harm if you are in Christ. Is that correct, brother, sister? Now, they had been playing church. Just soon as they got out of one twist, God delivered them. Amen. They, instead of really going on and serving God, seeing His mighty hand, they twisted right back out into the things of the world again. And so the time had come when God called a halt. And it must be that way. And I think it's time to call a halt now and have twisted the word of God to fit every organization there is in the world. Every plan that every man has schemed to do, we've twisted the word to make it this way, twisted the word to make it this way, and twisted it some other way to make it fit our a plan. But the time has come to hold. Stop your playing church. The time has come when people say, if you can just get enough spirit to dance in the spirit, if you can get enough to see light before your eyes, or sensation to run down your back, or some quiver, some shake, some emotion, then they say you have got it. You've got something. But I wouldn't say just what you had till I see what kind of a fruit it grows. Is that right? Because you know every tree by its fruit. As we went through it this morning, you can't expect a baby to be born a man. It has got to grow to it. And we grow in Christ to the full stature. Not somebody get converted tonight, and tomorrow go to preach the gospel. We grow up into manhood, into the stature of Christ. Do you see where we are, brother, sister? Amen. So we have got to grow. We have got to know Him. We must be in the image of Jesus Christ. Amen. And this is where we are. I want to take another quote, so that we, in the message bridge, amen, paragraph 88, so that we get to see where we are by the grace of God. Now, something is lost, and it's groaning. It's trying to get back to the back to its original condition. Would you imagine someone falling from the earth down into a deep pit somewhere and was struggling, climbing, pulling? There must be some means get out of this pit. They are not in their original state, and frantically they are screaming. They are clawing the walls, making a noise, or doing some way. They are groaning because they want to get back to their original state. As when a person is struck with a disease, aches and pain. One time they wasn't like that way, but the groaning. Why? They are not right. There is something wrong. They are groaning and trying to get back to where they was when they had health. But when nature and people, as the Bible said, are growing, that they are growing, it shows there is something that they are not in their ought to be condition. They have fallen from somewhere. Is that right? They have fallen, and this is why they are busy trying to live that kind of a life.
Now,
we don't need anybody to interpret that for us. Of course, we know it. That it was eternal life that they had fallen from. And they lost their claims on eternal life by the fall of Adam and Eve, who fell from eternal life to death in the Garden of Eden and brought all nature under them to death. A tree never died before Adam. An animal wouldn't die before Adam. And there's only one thing that cannot die. That's God, because He's eternal. That's the only way we can ever keep from dying. We have to have eternal life in us, to be sons and daughters of God. But when we died, as I said in the message this morning, to sin, we were sold out. We sold out our birthright and crossed this chasm. Now we are beyond the reach of God on this other side of the chasm. Amen. Why? Because something separated us with God. But the reason why the word of God has come is to put a bridge and to remove the chasm so that it can be closed up again. Our relationship with God has got to be restored. This is what God wants us to be in. Amen. Brother, sister, I want you to see this. Israel is under the Midianites. They got no power to get out. The cattle, they're gone. The sheep, they're gone. Harvest time, all the crops are gone. So they are working for somebody. They're working not for themselves, but they're busy working for other people. Amen. Brother, have you ever noticed? A lot of people get sick towards month end. When the month is beginning, everybody is healthy. You ever notice that? If you are working in a pharmacy, that's the time when you make money month end. Not because people now have got money, but that's the time they get sick. But do you know why? The devil wants to use your money. But you are able to refuse that. You can say, I don't want to be sick. Is it possible? Yeah. Every other time of the month, you are fine. But towards month end, people are coughing. Somebody's got a backache, somebody's got a headache. You are sharing your salary with the devil. But you are able to tell the devil, never again. Never again. I won't share my money with you. Amen. You tie the devil and tell him you can't come here again. There's a situation here. pane chimiro chiri pano that we've got to look at very carefully. Chatiri kufanira kunyatsotarisa. Amen.
Amen.
Because we see this angel coming to Gideon.
Tiri kuona mutumwa achiuya kuna Gideon.
I want you to watch his address.
Ndoda kuti utarire katauriro kaakaita
to Gideon.
Achitaura na Gideon.
He says, "Thou mighty man of valor."
Hanzi iwe murume weumhare.
The angel is speaking to Gideon.
Mutumwa ari kutaura na
Gideon. And he's telling Gideon he's a mighty man of valor.
Akuudza Gideon kuti uri murume weumhare iwe.
Brother, suppose somebody comes to you and say, "Hey general, how are you?" You look around for the general because it's not you. So you think they're talking to somebody else. But you see, before our army general was a general,
general.
He used to go to school in khakis. Can you think back like that? And the teacher was beating him. How many of you remember that in school? They were doing that to the general, our army general, the one that we have today.
General Aripo Nas, Aito Ruwa on a teacher Kuchikoro at Zuramango.
Okay? But if somebody had gone to him at that time, after he was told to dig a whole pit waist deep because they're going to plant trees in there, punishment. And when he finishes digging and somebody says, "Good afternoon, General."
General,
do you think he was going to accept that? He wasn't going to accept. He was going to say, "Which one? Which general are you talking about? Because it's not me." But time evolves. It's all right. He goes to high school.
And
somewhere there, he disappeared from school and he went to
Mozambique
and did all the training, and now he comes back. That which you could have said to him that time, now he can accept it. Are you seeing what I'm saying? There's a time that has got to lapse. Amen. Until what you are supposed to be, that's what you become now. But the problem is we don't know. We don't even understand that it can come to be. Listen, brother, sister. When God is looking at you, He's not looking at your present picture. He's not looking at your present condition. He is looking at your to be condition. Is that right?
Amen.
What you are going to be at the end. After all the trials. After everything has gone on. Right at the end. Perfect position. That is what he is looking at. And that is how he addresses you today. Is that right?
Amen.
If you are CEO in your company,
chief executive officer,
that's what you are today. But before that, you were going to school without shoes. And with the mucus running down your face. And people say, "Get away from here, man. Go and remove your mucus." Brother, they're doing that to a
CEO.
But not yet manifested. But that's what he's going to be. Are you getting my natural example? Amen. It does not yet appear. What we are going to be. But when He appears, we are going to be like Him. But today, we look different. We look like somebody else. Amen. But when He appears, then you are going to notice we are like Him. Amen.
Amen.
So God was busy now working with Gideon. Because this is the man that God identified. That He is the one that is going to work with Israel. And come up to be the judge. And overcome the Amalekites. And bring Israel back to position again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, you are the person that God is looking for. There's a situation around you, around your family, around your society, but God is looking at you. Amen.
Amen.
If only you can accept what God wants you to be. Brother, you're going to stand up, you're going to shake yourself, and you're going to move into position. And the will of the Lord about you must be manifested. Don't look at other people. Look at yourself. Amen.
Amen.
When the prophet is talking about the third pool, he's not talking about certain people in the message. Amen.
Quit.
But he's talking about you. It's you that has got to assume the ministry. It's you that has got to assume the duties that you are supposed to be. So, don't look at anybody else. Look at yourself. Amen.
Amen.
It's very important for us to know what God has in plan for you. Amen.
Amen.
The contention of Gideon. After he was told, "You are a mighty man of valor." First, he says, "My family is so weak. In Israel, my family is the lowest."
Way
back then in Ephraim. And me also, I'm not even the firstborn. Amen. So he was looking at present day condition. He was looking at his situation and his problems. And his problems will never match up with the requirements of God. So he was saying, not me, but maybe others. Amen. And he was looking at the situation in Israel. And he was saying, it's not possible. So, brother, God wants to start from impossible to possible. Because what men call impossible, God calls it possible. Look at the direction you are moving. From impossible to possible. Don't move from possible to impossible. Is that right? In the flesh, it's not possible. But in the spirit, it's possible. Is that right?
Amen.
Grade 1.
1 minus 2.
It can't.
Can't as it is.
But go to high school.
End up high school.
And answer will come out.
Answer in Buddha Papo.
Is that right?
Amen.
So we want to move away from the flesh. And we want to move into the things that's workable. So God is looking at your to be condition. Not what you are today. Amen. Because what you are today does not produce the predestinated purpose of God in your life.
But we
sing a song, he is working on me. Amen. He is molding me. He is pushing me into a position that I'm supposed to be. Amen. Now the good thing about Gideon, he accepted it, that I'm a man of valor. So he wanted now to see how God was going to make it possible. Because if you still are looking at your problems, your situation, your complexes, you can never make it.
When you're
looking at your inabilities, you can make it. Look at this conversation upon Mount
Sinai.
God was talking to Moses. God is coming and telling Moses, I'm going down to Egypt to deliver the people of Israel. But you go down there yourself and deliver them. Moses begins to say, I can't, I'm not eloquent, I'm like this. He has got a whole lot of reasons why he doesn't want to go. He says, who made the mouth of a man? So you don't say, I'm not able. If he says go, I will be with you. That's it. Then you know it's no longer your problem. But it is God
who
has got to do everything. Amen. Gideon made a fleece. He says, Lord, if it is true that I'm going to do it, please allow me to do this. I'm going to put fleece, wool on the ground. If it is true, tomorrow morning, I'm going to take that wool. It must be full of water. And the ground around it must be dry. And the following morning, he got the fleece. It was full of water. He wrung it, and the whole basin was full of water. He says, then I know. Amen.
Amen.
But he says, can I, don't you call me foolish for now, but I just want to be sure. I'm taking back that fleece again. But tomorrow, it must be the other way around. The whole ground must be wet. But the fleece must be dry. And the following day, he went. He saw it was all dry. And the ground was wet. Then he goes with courage. Amen. To know that God has fulfilled his desire. Can God still do that today? If you believe it, if you do it by faith, amen, then you are going to see that God can do it. You ask for the impossible. When God does that which is impossible, you are sure. Because it's not possible, brother, for the ground to be dry and the fleece is wet with enough water to fill up a whole basin. It's not possible. But Gideon asked for it. Because he wanted a proof that's tangible. Amen. That it is possible. I want you to remember, brother, sister. Gideon and the rest of Israel were already conditioned to be under the Midianites.
Gideon and Israel yoseka vanga vato ibva vana zvekuti vanga vakatogadzirira kutsigirirwa nema Midian.
They had accepted their problem.
Vanga vagamuchira dambudziko ravo.
They'd accepted the state of affairs. It's a man that will say, my backache. You have already accepted it. Amen. Until you even budget for tablets for your backache.
Is a budget kuti imari ne mapiritsi emusana wangu uya.
I can't do this because of my BP.
Andikwanisi kudai nekuda kwe BP yangu inokwira.
My BP.
BP
yangu. So you already know that every month you're supposed to buy a certain amount of tablets for the blood pressure.
Wakutoziva kuti panopera mwedzi wega wega unofanira kutenga mapiritsi emwedzi wose eBP.
Because you fear that if you don't do it, you're going to die.
Wakutotyika kuti ukasatenga matinelo aya unofa.
Are you seeing? You're already conditioned.
Mukuone here chimiro chauri watogadzirira.
But you're looking for people.
Asi tiri kutsvaga vanhu
that can shake out of that.
Vanogona kubuda kubva mazviri.
Amen.
Amen.
By faith.
Nekutenda.
Please, by faith.
Nekutenda.
Otherwise, you're going to say, Pastor told us to throw away our tablets.
Muchazvenge makuti pastor vakatirasa emapirits.
I never say that.
Handina kungodaro.
I'm provoking your faith.
Ndiri kudenha kutenda kwako.
So that you do what your faith tells you to do.
Kuti ugoita zvaunoudzwa nekutenda kwako iwe.
But Gideon accepted.
Asi Gideon akagamuchira.
That he was a mighty man of valor.
Kuti akanga ari murume mukuru wehumhare.
And he was now ready.
Akanga agadzirira
to go through the paces
kuti afambe murwendo rwacho
until he was a mighty man of valor.
Kusvikira ava murume wehumhare.
The message
Maridzo.
Of this end time has told you already
that you're
going to be raptured.
Kuti iwe uchabvutwa.
Amen. We are walking through the paces until we are raptured. Because we already have accepted it. We are going through. I want to read a few quotes. If God be with us. Amen. Paragraph 52, listen to this.
Paragraph 52,
and here comes a prophet out for that hour and gave them the word of the Lord. Remember, he never gave them some man-made theology. He said, I am the Lord that brought you out of Egypt. Show my mighty hand. Show my power. I would imagine Gideon was sitting right there listening to him. I am the God that did these things. I have done all this for you. And yet, you have not obeyed my commandments. In all this, you have not done it. Amen. Now, I want you to notice another thing that might encourage you. Immediately after the prophet's message, the Lord appeared on the scene.
Amen.
As soon as he gave his message, the Lord appeared under a tree. The Lord came after the message of the prophet. Sitting under a tree, the prophet gave. The people fell away, got off in their isms. God sent his prophet. Soon as the prophet got through with his message, the Lord followed the prophet's message for deliverance. Is he giving us a plan? That after the prophet comes on the scene, he's making the way for the Lord. Oh, we are living in a grand time. Immediately when the prophet went off the scene, what happened? The Lord came on the scene. As soon as John went off the scene, the Lord came on the scene. Very strange how God works, but he does it. Works in mysterious ways. Amen. So if he did it in the days of John, he does it in our day also. We read the scripture here. With Gideon scared,
Gideon achichka,
out by the wine press, threshing out enough wheat
achipura,
before the Philistines or the Midianites will find him. Him and his daddy out there getting a little grub for their winter's food. Threshing it out secretly so they wouldn't find them. Because they just came in like grasshoppers and took all the heads. Amen. This is how the devil does it. This English proverb that says it never rains, but it pours. Sometimes problems come like that. And you wonder if God has abandoned you or not. No, don't you ever think like that. God is tuning you so that something has got to happen. Did you know? If those problems never happened to Job, Job would never have got the revelation of the resurrection. Amen. But all those problems came one time. All his riches disappeared within a day. Even children. The wife alone remained. But still, she was pressurizing him. But God wanted Job to see the revelation of the resurrection. Amen. A lot of times, believers cry. They even backslide because of trouble. Some believers even go to witch doctors because of trouble. Some believers, you see them by Coca-Cola there, and they put on a white dust coat. They don't have faith that God can talk to them. But they want another spirit to go talk to them. Brother, you cannot do that. You cannot forsake God. God has got, there's a purpose why He wants you to go through what you're going through. Amen. Just wait on God. Open your eyes and see what He wants you to do. That's our prayer all the time. Yes, Lord, I'm in trouble. What do you want your servant to do? If you get to that stance, God is going to open up. And you are going to see why you are in those problems. But if you run this way and run this other side, you don't depend on God. You don't have faith in God. Wait on Him. He has got a purpose. Amen. Brother, if the prophet had said, look, he wanted to commit suicide, he wanted to do this, if he said, I don't want to serve God anymore, were we going to have a message? But somebody had to stand the test. And we take advantage of that. One man that stood in. But you also have got to stand in for your family. You've got to stand in for your community. Stand in for your church. Make a decision for yourself, for your family, for your church. Amen. God wants you to pass through like that. That's the way the devil does. We get a little church started. Everything is going fine. How many preachers don't know this to be the truth? Just about the time everything is going on, going along fine, some old impositor will come right amongst that group and tear it to pieces. That's right. Snatch the church from a man if he can do it. See, that's the devil. Come in like grasshoppers and take out what's been given. We are witnesses that the devil does that to churches. Is that right? Somebody just comes in full of jealousy, He wants to tear it away.
Mungu munanongouya akazara negodo obva angoda kungozvibvarura bvarura otora chikamu.
But the believer sees right.
Asi mutende anoona nenzira kwayo.
Amen. He knows God cannot do this.
Anoziva kuti Mwari haagona kudai.
But Gideon certainly was a scriptural man.
Gideon anga ari munhu wemagwaro.
When the angel of the Lord said to him,
mutumwa wacho paakati kwaari.
And if you notice, it wasn't the angel of the Lord here.
Akanga asiri mutumwa wacho.
It said,
rinoti,
and the Lord. Capital L-O-R-D. It was not an angel. It was God. Amen. It was a theophany in a man. In the form of God. Like he appeared to Abraham. Back in the wilderness. And looked like a man. So therefore, being a messenger, he was the angel of the Lord. Amen. I want you to see how the prophet is defining this for us. Gideon said, please wait here for me. I want to go and get a gift. Is that right? And when he got the gift, he took a kid, killed it, and he put the meat in a basket, and put the broth in a pot. Isn't this sacrifice? You sacrifice a kid. Is that right? And he brings it over to the angel. And the angel now says, Gideon is not a priest. He doesn't know how to arrange an altar. Amen. And then he tells him how to do it. Put the meat here. On this stone, on this rock, and put the broth here. When everything was in order the way he wanted it, he took a rod and touched it. Because normally, the sacrifice must be burnt. Is that right? But Gideon did not burn it. But God wanted to make sure it must be in the correct picture. He put his rod on there. And there was fire. There was smoke. There was a sacrifice. Off he went also. And Gideon says, hey, I'm going to die. Because I've seen God face to face. Amen. A theophany. Right there. That's what Gideon saw. But are you seeing something? That God is conditioning Gideon from a normal man with everyday situations. Now, he's talking about an altar. He's talking about a kid. He's talking about the angel of the Lord. And he's talking about smoke. Is that right? His mind is now conditioned from the normal way of living to the way things must happen in the house of God. Are you seeing that, brother, sister? Does God do that? He must condition us so that you must move into the way he wants things to be done. Did he condition Mary the Virgin? Yes. And she met Gabriel. She was conditioned so that the promise of God must be fulfilled. Is that true?
Amen.
Did he condition Abraham and Sarah for them to be able to receive the baby? How did he do it? He made them young again. Hallelujah! Did he condition Isaiah the prophet into position after he took a long time with Uzziah? But God wanted his prophet to be in position when Uzziah died. He took him into the temple, and the vision breaks before him, and he sees seraphims crying, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. He says, hey, is this what happened? Here. I was not used to this. Because I was with Uzziah in the palace. But God is pushing him away from the palace into the house of God. And he sees the seraphims with six wings, two covering the face, two covering the feet, two flying. And the prophet said, God was showing his servant how to behave in the house of God. From where Gideon was at this time, there was no going back. No, he would never go back again.
And
after this event, he calls the name of this place Jehovah Shalom. Amen. Because man was given the power to give names. Is that right?
Amen.
Adam is the one that was given the power to give name to every tree.
Adam
and to every animal. To all the fish. Is Adam who gave.
Adam.
Is that right? Your ancestors gave names to all these rivers. All the different mountains. Because every name has got a meaning. You also have got the power to give names. You've given names to your children. Is that right?
Amen.
And them out in the rurals, they've given names to all the cattle and all the different beasts. Amen.
Amen.
We have got the power to name. But every name comes after an event. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes children, when they grow up, that's when they change their names. Because when the parents give these names, brother, is difficult. Somebody will be called Doubt. There's an event that made them to give that name Doubt. And all the other names that you know of. But when they grow up, say, no, me. I don't want to be
Doubt.
I'm giving myself another name and they change. All right.
Amen.
That's nice. Okay. Jehovah Shalom.
Jehovah Shalom.
Because that place, Gideon will always remember that place. That I met the Lord right here. So God has got to condition the man to move in the right direction. He appeared to him. And he said, "Thou mighty man of valor." And he's going to take him. Amen. And deliver Israel by him. If God is the one that called Gideon mighty man of valor, Gideon was not going to make himself a mighty man of valor. So it was not going to be his power to push himself to be mighty man of valor. But the one who called him mighty man of valor, he knew why he called him mighty man of valor. Then you must put yourself in the hands of the one that called you mighty man of valor. Because now he knows how he has got to move you from one stage to another until you come to that place.
Amen.
Amen. Gideon was expecting the God of miracles to be in
Israel.
And Gideon asked that question.
He
says, "What a scriptural man that was." That's the kind of man that God comes to. What kind of a man? Scriptural man.
Amen.
You are asking questions that's scriptural. Somebody who knows. Gideon said, "If God is with us, if you are the messenger, then where is the miracles that the prophet told us about?" He knowed everywhere. God went, his miracles followed him. Amen. He followed that wherever God would be, miracles would be there. And how can you expect God today to work among people who doesn't even believe in miracles? How can it be? People who don't believe that there are miracles, God is a God of miracles, and he performs a miracle, what are you going to say? This is why we've got to change our language. We don't believe in good luck. We believe in God of miracles. Is that right?
Amen.
We don't say, oh, this man. Look at what has happened to him. He's a fortunate man. No, not in the message.
He's
a grace of God. He's a God of miracles. We are waiting to see him perform miracles among us. In your life, if you are a believer, just keep going. If God is with you, watch the miracles that he is going to do. It's not you performing the miracle, but it is God who does it. Is that true? Yes. He called him a mighty man of valor. Now, by this, you are going to deliver
Israel.
Now, that looked like a man sitting there. And it was a man. Amen. And he looked at him and says, nay, my Lord, if God is with us, then where is all this trouble upon us? And where is the miracles that we are told about? Where is the things that God used to do? The questions of Gideon were not coming from a doubtful heart. But he was coming from a heart full of challenge. This is what we must do. We have got to challenge. We must be people that can challenge. Especially us that have received the message. We must be like Elijah of old. When he went up on Mount Carmel, he was going there to challenge. Is that right? He told Ahab, if Jehovah is God, he answers with fire. But if Baal is God, let him answer by fire. Let's have a challenge. Let's go up the mountain and let's see the God that answers by fire. Is that right? And they were up on the mountain. Says, you start. Amen. The whole day, the priests of Baal were dancing. Nothing happened. He even said, maybe you're not crying loud enough. Maybe your God is sleeping or he has traveled. Hey, brother, that's mocking. That's how we also do. We mock, brother. That your reason is weaker than the broth of a shadow of a sick chicken.
Brother, achina simba chakafanana nemuto wagadzirwa nemumvuri wehuku iri kurwara.
Hey, but that's real mocking.
Ah, kunokunonzi kutsoropodza.
We do the same too.
Those are two types.
It's people that know how to challenge.
Ndevanhu vanoziva kupikisa.
Because if God is your God,
kana Mwari vari mwana wako,
he wants you to challenge.
Vari kuda kuti iwe ugopikisa.
And he comes down.
Ivo vobva vadzika.
To show that he is God.
Vobva varatidza kuti ndivo Mwari.
But if you doubt,
asi kana ukapokana,
he won't come.
Havauyi.
But he's looking for people that can challenge. If God is God, where is he? Why are we in this problem? Is that right?
Amen.
And where are his miracles? Because the prophets of old have been telling us about a God of miracles, but where is he?
Ko minana yakiripiko vaprofita vaitiudza pamusoro paMwari weminana.
So he was not doubting.
Anga asiri kupokana.
But he knew that God can do it.
Aitoziva kuti Mwari anozvigona.
He was actually inviting God on the scene.
Anga kuti kuka Mwari kuti ngadzike.
Amen. Look at the prayer of Elijah when he was up on Carmel. God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that you are God and I am your servant. Amen. He wanted to be identified with the God of
Abraham.
Is that right? Can you also do the same? Can you walk around and tell the people that the God of Abraham is my God? The God of William Branham is my God. He can come back and do the same again. Because our fiber, the way God is fabricated us, brother, he has also put a lot of challenge in us. Yeah. You must know how to challenge. And God likes it. He likes people that challenge. Amen. When you cast out a demon, you don't say, "Excuse me, Mr. Devil." Because this man is a man of God. He doesn't want to be sick. So please, why don't you at least somehow move out of this way so that at least he can be happy again. Brother, the devil is going to fold his hands and he will cross leg and sit. He will not go away. But brother, you must be a challenger. You address the devil. Your eyes might not even see him. Is that right?
Yeah.
Just tell him straight away, "Satan, get out of here. I challenge you."
Hallelujah.
Brother, the devil sees that this man, he means business. Amen. He has believed the message of William Branham. He can challenge every demon. And the demon must go. Don't fear, brother. The demons are under your feet. Under your shoe. That's where the demons are. And you have got the power to challenge every demon. That's the God of
Elijah.
Is that right?
Amen.
What happened to him when he went to Germany that time?
Germany.
When he had the tent meeting. And that morning, these people had come to Brother Branham in the hotel room. And they said, "We want you to join us, sir." Joining what?
He
says, we are witches. All other evangelists have joined us already. It's only you that's not coming to join us. Did you know that? He says, "I will not join you." He says, "Okay, if you don't want to join us, we'll meet you down at the tent." Says, "I'm ready." I'm ready. Amen.
Amen.
And brother, he's preaching. Translating to German. He's preaching. Within no time, there was such a wind that was almost pulling away the tent. And there were some guys that were chanting around the tent, "Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Father, Son, Holy Ghost." And you were baptized in Father, Son, Holy Ghost. The chanting of demons. And that's how you were baptized. You cannot do that. And right on the front line, in the tent, 15 of these these witches were standing there. And their leader was right in the passage, standing close. Just to see how things have got to be like. Amen. They wanted to destroy the message
Marizu.
Amen.
Amen.
And when William Branham noticed,
William Branham,
this is what the devil had planned. He told the interpreter, "You stop."
Interpreter,
now he had to address himself. He wants to talk to the demon. And he says, "Satan, when I came, when I put my feet on German soil, I claimed every soul for the kingdom of Almighty God." He must tell the devil that. And the devil must know. Amen. And he says, "You cannot defeat. You cannot overcome." And he cursed the devil. Brother, as soon as he did that, the wind subsided. And that big guy who was on the passage, he fell down. The powers were destroyed. And people ran to the altar. Because they saw the God who can overcome. That's it. All this time, God was pumping courage into
Gideon.
Amen. And Gideon was seeing the supernatural. And he was moving away from the natural Gideon, who was fearful and full of complex. And he was seeing God on display. Brother, you cannot remain fearful when God appears. If you overcome in one battle, you are ready for the next one. Is that right?
Amen.
And when you overcome the second battle, you are ready for the third one. If you cast away one demon, brother, then come 100, come
1,000.
This is it. If you cast one and that demon goes away, you're ready for a dozen. And you know these ones are also going out the same way that one goes. Is that right? Sister, if you shove away a gigashite out of your life, the Midianite is also going. Right? And the Moabite will also go. They will all go away. Because the first one goes away. Brother, chase away the Midianite. And Jezebel will also follow away. That's it. God was pumping courage in Gideon so that he must believe the address of the angel. Is that right?
Amen.
So God was showing before his eyes another world full of possibilities, different from the world where he was living in. That is full of "I can't, I cannot do it, I'm not possible, it's not possible, it cannot happen." So he was walking away from that world into a world of possibilities. It's possible. That's what a believer has got to do. Walk away from fear. Walk into faith. The prophet says the number one problem that the church has today is fear. Amen.
Amen.
We want to overcome fear so that we can have faith. Fear has no virtue. Fear has no virtue. You will never have anything coming to you because you are afraid. But you can have everything when you have got faith. You actually lose everything because of fear. But you can have all things because of faith. Amen.
Amen.
May God have mercy on us. Amen.
Amen.
Put yourself in the feet of Gideon. And see that the word of the angel is true. God has sent an angel in our day. The message he brought was not his message, but it was a message from the Lord. And that message was God himself, who must find room into your life. Amen. And to bring the word of God to pass again in your life. Do you believe that, brother, sister? We want to move from our normal way of living into a proper way of living, the way God wants. Are you seeing, brother, sister? We want to move away from our life of doubt. We want to live away from the life of talking things that's not even useful. Jesting, the Bible calls it. Amen. We want to move away from gossip. We want to move away from suspicions and superstitions. We want to move away from the way people think. This is time, brother, that you move into the heavens. He spoke about taking a hold. Hold it. So that we can look around. Am I going, or I'm standing, or I'm going, I'm backtracking? Yeah, look in your Christian life. If you've never been superstitious all this time, but now you are full of superstition, what are you doing? You're backtracking. Everybody around you think they're planning something about you. But you were not like that before. What has happened? You are backsliding. Yet you are in the church. You are in the message. But everybody is not a good brother. That brother is not full of the Holy Ghost. That one also. That one. What is happening to you? Why don't you change? And move away from all these things. The reason why God gave us a message is to make sure your sight is on there. Look at this. Forget about what you are talking about. Because this is what gives you faith to move on. Is that right?
Amen.
This brother, I don't think he's a good brother. This brother. This sister, I don't think she repented. She's just coming to church. Because look at her, and even that brother also. You have become a judge. You are able to rate everybody. That one is still in justification. That one, he's almost in sanctification, but not
yet.
Let's walk away from that. Amen. We must go. Because God has got a picture about you as a bride of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Until we refuse our present circumstances, brother, we can't go. We want to move. Let's forget about our situation. That brother has got money, but he doesn't want to give me money. This sister is like this. This sister is like this. Okay, but what are you going to get after all those things? Let's move away from that. Let's put our eyes on Gideon. Amen. And we see how God is pulling him away from natural into spiritual. He must also pull you from the natural things into the spiritual thing. This world, brother, is putting people under pressure. And people are going there unknowingly. They do not know that they are under pressure by the devil. The devil wants to push people to himself. He's changing our language. Slowly, slowly, but truly. Is that right? We must refuse. We must use message language. Because that's the kingdom we have accepted. And God is going to bless us. Let's stand upon our feet. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen. I want to live the way He wants me to live. I want I want to love, love till this. I could never love the Lord. There have been times